This is the sermon preached on the second Sunday of Advent 2021 at St. Paul's Church in Athens. Two readings this morning, Malachi 3 verses 1 to 4 and Luke 3 verses 1 to 6. The homily this morning is slightly shorter than usual because the Christmas bazaar is being held today. It opens at 11 o'clock at the War Museum in Rezari in central Athens. So many members of the regular congregation are already there, setting up their stalls. Jesus says in Luke 7:28, "Among those born of women, no one is greater." Well, he's speaking of the one we know as John the Baptist, or as some prefer, John the Baptizer, because baptizing people for repentance was perhaps his most noteworthy dynamic action. What a remarkable character this John the Baptizer must have been. His appearance was described for us, wild and woolly, we might say. His courage is described for us. He challenges Herod for his immorality and pays the price for challenging him, for Herod has him beheaded. His attraction is described for us, for he gathers around him his own disciples, his own followers. We are told much more besides, but yet never enough. He is a tantalizing persona in the gospel narratives, and we are left wanting to know more about him. In his context, it would have been so easy for a desperate people to see John as the one whom God had sent as Messiah. And there is no doubt that he had many messianic characteristics. And yet, when asked the question bluntly, "Art thou Messiah?" he answers equally bluntly, "No." In fact, he is very emphatic in this. He knows who the Messiah is. According to the biblical details we're given, the Messiah is the child mysteriously born to his Aunt Mary, the child born 6 months after John in Bethlehem of Judea. In the time of John's baptism of his younger cousin at the River Jordan, it's John who says, "After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me," John 1:29. He refers, of course, to Jesus, upon whom he saw the glory of God revealed at the time of baptism. John is the one who points people to Jesus. John is the one who is the signpost to Jesus. John is the one who makes things right and ready for the coming of the Messiah. John is the one who rolls out the royal carpet, who makes the path straight and prepares the way. It's because of this that John is referred to as the prodromos in Greek, the forerunner. The writer of this morning's gospel, Luke, is keen to set his narrative about Jesus, and thus about John also, in a very historical context. Time, place, people. John was called to proclaim his message in the reign of Emperor Tiberius Caesar. He was emperor between AD 14 and 37, and it was his head that was on the coin when Jesus says, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's," Matthew 22:20. Pontius Pilate is governor. He later presided over the trial of Jesus. Herod was puppet king of the Jews. Annas and Caiaphas in the high priesthood in Jerusalem, who later preside over the religious condemnation leading to the death of Jesus. Time, place, people. In their time, their locations, John begins to baptize and to proclaim the message foretold by Malachi, whose metaphor describes the refiner, or the alchemist almost, and also as the wood cutter, for John says, "The axe is already chopping down the trees that do not bear good fruit." This is an interesting detail, and often in Orthodox icons of the baptism of Christ, you will see an axe wedged into the trunk of a tree. This holy season of Advent would be much impoverished without the rich details about John, who fulfills the prophets. He sets the tone and prepares the way for us now and every Advent to be ready to receive Christ anew, afresh, renewed and reanimated in our hearts and lives, and in our church life and witness, as we share our story with confident humility and humble confidence, to live and to preach by our living the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of peace and of love. Amen.